And back to Senator Barack Obama, also speaking in Washington today at the subject of Iraq and national security. He outlined what he said were his five goals for a national security strategy.
Ending the war in Iraq responsibly. Finishing the fight against al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Securing all nuclear weapons and materials from terrorists and rogue states. Achieving true energy security. And rebuilding our alliances to meet the challenges of the 21st century.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com, joins us. John, you listened to the speech. Anything new here from Senator Obama?
Not particularly. This was a setup speech before his big tour over to Europe and into the region, into Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's sort of the sweep of his foreign policy vision. To the extent that there's anything new, it's more of the fine-tuning, the tiny little tweaks to his position on Iraq, in which he's trying to both show some flexibility and also suggest that he hasn't changed a bit since his proclamations during the primaries.
Well, there's certainly some controversy about that because he's getting criticism for moderating his stance on Iraq and moving toward the center.
That's right. Indeed, he is. And he's saying, no, I haven't budged an inch. But he has a little. And we will see the debate for the rest of this election over how much of wiggling he's done. The McCain campaign, of course, claims that he's made a full 180-degree reversal. And Obama is merely saying that what he said all along. It's a question of emphasis. During the primaries, he talked about immediately getting out of Iraq. Now he says that he will immediately tell his Joint Chiefs of Staff to start moving out of Iraq. But he talks more now about getting out delicately and in the right way. He talked about that during the primaries, but now the emphasis is more on being smart about getting out. He still, though, reiterated that 16-month number that we heard a lot during the primaries, that he would get us out. Of course, he will leave a force behind. So now the definition of what being out of Iraq means will also be under considerable debate.
Well, as this debate goes about what the policy will be and exactly what Senator Obama's stance is, I thought it was interesting. The New York Daily News first reported this, or that's where I first saw this, noted that over this last weekend, Senator Obama's website took down all his criticism, his critical language about the surge in Iraq, which indeed seems to be working out pretty well for the administration.
Yes, that was good reporting by the New York Daily News. The debate here is between Barack Obama would like to talk about John McCain wants this unending tour into Iraq with no plan. Of course, McCain would say he has a plan. And Obama also would like to talk about his original judgment about being against this war. The surge is McCain's response. He essentially says, you know, look, it's going well, and you, Senator Obama, we're against it. Senator Obama would like to not necessarily talk about that as much. And so you have Senator Obama trying to talk about these two other things sort of around the surge. In his speech today, he said the surge was working and that that's a credit to the troops. But the failure had been in the Bush administration not pressuring the Iraqi government to step up, and that he would find some way to do that, presumably by starting this fast withdrawal, or not fast, but starting this withdrawal, and that that withdrawal would focus the mind of Iraqi leaders.
John, Madeline here. There's a new poll out from Washington, the Washington Post and ABC News, and it shows, interestingly, that Americans are split evenly on McCain versus Obama on Iraq, despite the fact that most Americans don't like the war, aren't in favor of it. So why doesn't Obama have more than that 50%?
Well, I think that the problem for Obama is that there is this experience question. It is still the biggest question mark about his entire campaign, and voters are still not sure whether on this most serious issue of national security, whether he has the judgment and the temperament to handle the issue. And now, of course, he will again talk about how he was against the war in the beginning and how that suggests and shows his judgment. But when he takes this trip, he will really be auditioning for this question of whether he has the temperament to handle this most important national security set of national security questions. And the fascinating thing will be to judge this poll against the poll that will come out, say, 3 or 4 weeks after he comes back from his big tour.
So this tour is all important for him.
Crucial for Obama to both look like a diplomat, but also look like he can be a commander in the chief, somebody people can imagine being in charge of those troops if he were to get into the Oval Office.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Madeline.
And